Pulp MX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Check out our 2024 roster of Maximus Volan, Seth Hamaker, Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, and Austin Forkner. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, AP, hey, listen, thanks for coming out, because it wasn't a great night for you. Bad starts and then some crashes. And, yeah, not ideal night. And honestly, you, Jason, and Coop, just, yeah, ups and downs and back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy with my riding. And obviously in the first one, I didn't get the greatest start. And then I was floundering around in, like, 11th and 12th. And then, it was just weird until about halfway. And about halfway, I started clicking off laps, and I got by, you know, Barsha and worked my way up to six, and almost got by Jason, and then and ended up sixth. So, that was decent. And then the second one, I got a really good start. I was about to pass Jet for the lead, and then Kenny got me, and then I got passed by Coop and Justin. And then Chase
was a little aggressive, I think. Right? Did I right? I think.
Jason. That was weird. Yeah, he came in like I did something wrong. But
I think he was pissed at his own riding and taking it out on other people.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But it was definitely weird. He came in revving pretty good, and I ended up getting back by him, getting back by Coop, and then. I finished fourth, so that was good. And then third one, got a okay start, not the worst, not the best. And then got in behind Jason, and we were going through the whoops. And I don't know if he made a mistake or whatever, but I just seen his side plate, and I went down.
And I looked up, and I caught you running down the track.
Yeah. I saved myself from hitting the ground. So that was decent.
Yeah.
Very agile with my lankiness.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah, cat-like reflexes. But it was just a weird night, and I need to get back on my grind and just get back to being up front. So I need to work on starts this week. I need to work on sprint laps and just be better all around.
You know, one of the things we were talking about you this week on one of my stupid shows, and I was saying, like, look, and I was, it was Osborne and I were talking on my show, and I was like, look, like, you know, you've got the speed, you got podiums, right? You won, but like the grind and week in and week out. And Zacho was like, yeah, like it's a lot. Like it's the, you know, you've done it before. It's not like your first time, but it just catches up to you. And we were like thinking, is it catching up to even Jason, right? He's not been the same guy either lately. So, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, you know, maybe it's just the fucking grind.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know. It's been weird. Like, Daytona, I hit the ground pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I don't think I realized how hard
I'm surprised you got up right away.
I was definitely seeing stars. And when I got up, I was, like, rolling around. I was like, wow, I need to take it easy. But I pulled in the mechanics area, and, like, I got new goggles because I hit hard enough to where it ripped my goggles from my face and got dirt up under my – yeah. So it was definitely a hard hit. So that week was hard.
So you do nothing that week probably?
No, I got out there. Yeah, I was back to training on Monday. But – but yeah, it was definitely a harder week than most. And then I went into the next one, last round, Birmingham. Yep. And I was just like, I was going through the motions, but it was just tough, you know. It was tough to get that 20 minutes in and kind of be a little beat up and battered. But no, I don't want to make any excuses. Like, I need to be better, but also, yeah, I mean the weekly grind. But Daytona didn't help that. But I still feel good. I still feel, you know, fresh. But it's just.
I'll tell Zach all that.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
You know what I was thinking today? I was like, when's the last time these dudes just had a fucking normal track that's not death-defying? And honestly, I almost had to go back to Anaheim too, or maybe Glendale. Like, just a normal supercross where I'm not trying to die.
Yeah. Cheat death. Yeah.
I feel bad for you guys because it's kind of hurt the racing a little bit because you guys have been like, oh, shit, I don't want to die.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been weird.
Glendale would be it. Glendale.
Glendale. Yeah, for sure. I think, and then, like, I don't know. Arlington to me wasn't horrible.
Okay.
It was good, but you definitely had to watch yourself. You can make a lot of mistakes. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's definitely brought the racing a little bit down and
just you want to see you guys because you're all incredible athletes and you can go as fast as shit. It's just now we're like seeing guys watching themselves because of these tracks and the weather. Right?
Yeah, it's scary. Right. Like, and I don't know why they picked this Triple Crown for this track because I don't know if they could have stuck it in anywhere else. But it was just this many laps on this track was like it's scary. And it after a while, I mean, you got to be focused for. You know, I don't know, 12, 36 plus 3 or whatever. So, yeah. So it's like it's just a little mental they did it here. But, like I said, I don't put together the schedule. I don't know how it works. I don't know.
I'll tell you, they don't want to do it open-air stadiums. They don't want to do it on pits that are far away for different reasons, for emergencies. They want to do it on the east and on the west. You know, and like, you start eliminating some buildings, but it is a weird choice. Last question for you. Did you change your gear between each main?
First and the second one, adjust the jersey.
Okay.
The second and third one, full set.
Okay.
I went from orange to blue.
You're the first guy tonight I've talked to you that went to the full set.
Yeah. I was a little saturated after the second one. So I was like, I had to get out of that stuff and into some new stuff. But yeah.
Thanks, AP.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cam, good job, man. 2-2-2-1 since Detroit. So you've been building towards this. It's got to feel really good. We talked before the night show and about the track and everything, and you were just like, I'm going to go my speed, and I'm going to stay up. And, like, wherever that puts me, it puts me. And it got the win.
Yeah, honestly, in practice, this was probably the most uncomfortable I've been throughout the day in practice since Detroit. I was very uncomfortable. Since like Dallas, and I just knew that I was hopeful that I was going to be able to like really lock in and do well and when it got rutted, but the more beat up the track was getting in practice, I was struggling. But I'm just a racer. Like, I know I'm a racer, so I was hopeful, you know, but I knew the first race was going to be really, really flat and like these dudes were going to rip. And honestly, like the Daxon Bennick, he started in front of me. And gosh, he was going so fast the first two laps, and I'm like, the speed that he's going is the younger kids. They can, dude. They throw down, and especially when it's flat like that. So I'm like, man, I just got to match this pace and make it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. All right. Good job. Congratulations. You got to go to the press conference.
Thank you. Okay. Maybe I'll catch you after.
Yeah. All right. Cheers. Yeah. It was brutal out there. It was treacherous. You know, a few guys just told me they want to just survive.
That's about the same. Yep. It's just hard doing the Triple Crown on a track like that. The intensity's higher, but it's actually hard to kind of get the intensity up tonight, at least for me, because you have to
slower.
Be careful. Yeah. Like, it wasn't – you had to be careful, pick your line, so you're almost so focused on that, just being consistent, just jumping the jumps every lap. And not making a big mistake because it's so easy to just like have. I mean, look at my boy Cade in the trying to pass me back, and he took.
He says you passed him under a blue.
I don't know, but hey, okay. Look out! I'll pass you. No, but for when that happened, honestly, I didn't know it happened, but I felt bad when I watched the video. I felt bad for him. So I had just passed him not long before that, and I looked back like a couple turns earlier, and I saw Cooper. I'm like, okay, Cooper's coming in a minute. So like. two turns later, I'm like, okay, and the tabletop section goes back. I just like rolled them to just get out of Coop's way. Well, I get to the next turn thinking Coop's going to be coming like right next to me, and I look over and it's Cade, and I'm like, what? It's not, I slowed down too early. So I go roll, and I'm like, me and Cade are side by side going through that rhythm. Yeah. He's trying to pass me back. Yep. And then Coop obviously made the mistake, and Coop was right there. So it's hard. Like, I felt bad for him when I saw the video, just because we're racing too for what, 13th or 14th, whatever it is. And when a track, like, he just drug his pegs on the jump, you know what I mean? The track's just hard to just get out of somebody. It's hard to get out of their way when there's so many ruts like that. But yeah, just trying to survive. Honestly, I try to just find lines and a rhythm that I could do consistently for the 12 plus one each time, and not go over it, just whatever it was as was. And I went, what, 14 13 14 for 13th overall. So nothing spectacular, but consistent, and I rode well the last couple.
We know you're not a qualifier, we know that, and you know that, so but you don't get into the top 18 at one of these things. Are you okay with that? Because you kind of know, like obviously you would love to, don't get me wrong, but are you just like, well, shit, I don't have the one lap speed?
It is like a little like one extreme or the other, because it sucks that you just have to do one fast lap to get in, because there's a lot of these guys that are good riders and they can go fast for a lap. It's harder maybe for some of them to string them together for a 6+1 heat race or something. That's where it's a little better for me to like just be a top 9 in a heat race. But I can do a fast for a lap. I need to bring it to the race, you know, on the weekend. But then like, so it's super nice, because if you get in the top 18, you're like, oh, I'm in, I'm good. And if you're not, you're like, oh, LCQ. And today I missed it by 1/100 of a second, you know, whatever. And it's just, I was mad. I was frustrated with myself. So I'm like, don't want to be out there, especially on this type of track. You know, anything can happen.
That's true. I mean, anything, yeah, it increases the odds of shit going wrong.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, just focus on the start, get the start. And I did, obviously, and that made it, got a little gap and just kind of tried to maintain it. And it was easy. So,
All right, last question for you. Do you change gear in between each main?
I did not. I only changed, like, tonight the roost wasn't that bad and the sand wasn't really that sandy. I changed jersey for the last one just because I was sweaty. But pants, I think I ran the same pants all night. Sometimes I will, though. It just depends on track conditions. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Cade. Hey, the main event, non-main event streak is over. Was that 6? What were we at?
It was 6. Yeah, it was 6.
God, you got it. And, yeah, you didn't even have to go to LCQ. So that was cool. You had to be happy about that. To get in top 18 on speed, that's the way you want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've qualified top 20 at, like, 4 of the races I didn't make the main at. So I've had the speed. It's just been, a string of bad luck and bad decisions. Like, you know, the Starling and the thing in Detroit where I got bumped off the finish line. Like, those are just times when I'm like, hey, I should probably check up and not try to make the pass right here. But then, like, last weekend, my hole shot button gets stuck and I try to jump the first rhythm and nearly go over the bars and then end up in the tough block. So that stuff happens, and it was a string of bad luck, and it is what it is.
Yeah, because you're riding well at the beginning of the year, and, you know, you're getting in easy, riding well, moving forward even from bad starts, which is always a sign to me that, it, you know, a guy's on it. So, yeah, that's got to suck every week to be like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up, Julian? Sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ride for a team that, you know, we should be in the main events every weekend. I mean, it's really tough when I'm out there grinding every weekend and Tanti shows up and makes it the first week, you know. I mean, he's a great rider, nothing against him. But, like, for me, you know, qualify better than him and that stuff. And you always want to be the best guy on the team. And, yeah, it was just, like I said, string of shitty things happening.
The web incident, shit happens. You got sideways. You didn't mean to do it, but that sucks.
I mean, yeah, it's a real bummer. I mean, I've already had to shut my Insta and stuff off because the DMs are just running, and it sucks because I like Coop.
Yeah,
like, I definitely want him to be in this thing, and Chiz and I were just duking it out for 14th, and we were letting people by, and then he passed me while I was getting the blue flag, so I thought I was letting him by because I thought it was a leader, and it was not a leader. So then I got, like, irate. And so then I went to pass him back, not really paying attention to who or how close the leader was behind me. And, yeah, stepped off the table into the ruts. I mean, it's like, obviously Coop landing on me isn't his fault. Like, that in that situation, it's my fault. There's nothing I could do to change it except roll around and let him by. And, dude, that track is – I mean, you look at that face, like, it's just pure ruts all the way across. So you move – 1/4 of an inch to one side, and you're going to get sideways. So,
should I have an apology text or anything to him? Or when do we do that? Do we do that tomorrow? Do we do that Monday?
I'm more scared of Phil than I think I am of Coop. But, I mean, I think Coop probably knows that there's nothing I could do, right? I mean, I feel bad. Like, I never want to affect the leaders like that. You know, he didn't come over to my pit and yell at me. Yeah. I think he's bigger than that. But I wouldn't have been upset. I would have stood there and just let him yell at me and be like, I know, man, I'm sorry. Like, but there's nothing I could do. And there isn't. So, you know, it sucks and I feel bad for him. But it's part of it sometimes, man.
How'd the other mains go for you, just generally speaking?
Well, the second main, so when Coop landed on me, I actually, like, my arm is super swollen and black and blue. And I just made me, like, really tight and uncomfortable. So that sucks. But then in the second main, like, I just rode tight because of it. And then once I started getting lapped, kind of went straight into deja vu. Yeah. And I started going 6 seconds a lap slower.
Right. Yeah.
My mechanic wrote WTF on the pit board.
Yeah.
And I let, like, three people by. It was just – I was just being miserable out there. And that's on me, man. Like, I got to be able to put that stuff out of my head. But at the same time, like, you know, I probably just cost Coop $100,000 or something,
yeah.
You know. So it sucks. I don't want to do it again, obviously, but I also have to stay focused on myself and worry about my race. So the third main, I was better about it. I had a couple small little near tip overs in the beginning of the main and let a couple people by, but it gave me someone to chase the whole time, where the first two mains, I started like 12th and was getting like yarded. So it's like you like lose confidence because you're like, oh, my God, Mookie's just yarding me, right? Because that's who I was riding with. But then in the last main, I was riding with Freddie and Devin, and it was like we were racing each other. I wasn't just out there surviving. So third main was a little bit better, 15, 17 for 17th, I think. So,
last question, did you change gear between each main?
I put a new jersey on for the last one, but that was it. Yeah, it was just because of the sand. Dude, I actually like went through so many tear-offs today because the dirt is so thick that when you get roosted, it's like it just blacks out your goggles.
Yeah, I noticed a few guys doing tear-offs a lot over the triple.
I would do 14 for each main, which, yeah, normally for a normal supercross, I'm like 7 for a main.
Yeah.
Like, so that's gnarly.
All right. Good job, Cade. Back in the main event.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Gary Chisholm. Never mind Kyle. He sucks. Let's talk to the dad. How do you do tonight?
I did pretty good. We didn't make it out of the top 18, so we had to go to last chance, but he won that, so that was all good. And then he got 13th, so we're good.
We saw he wasn't in the LCQ. I took a poll in the press box. I said, hey, does anybody think Chiz is not going to get this done? And we were all like, no, like 100% chance Chiz gets in the top four here because that's just what he does.
Yeah, I figured he would win it.
All right, and we got 13th in the main?
Yep, 13th overall after three.
Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
How did you ride?
Rode good.
Yeah.
Last one was not as good as the first two, but it was still good. Track was a whole lot rougher then.
Yeah. Hey, can you believe he's still racing?
Yeah, he said he wanted to go, you know, at least two or three more years.
Did you think he'd be done by now or no? You're like, this is cool for you.
Yeah, this is cool because, like, you know, if he quits, then I won't be going. So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to keep going a few more years, you know.
At least you're not paying for this shit anymore, Gary.
No, you know.
Like, you stop paying for it in, like, I don't know, like 01.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so it's all good, you know.
You have to work for free, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do – well,
does actually, he pay your travel or no?
No, but you know, the jobs aren't as much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I lost the job cleaning the helmets now, the goggles.
Yeah.
Sometimes I got to clean the neck brace.
Okay.
And other than that, now I got the job. I drive them around.
Do you ever jump in if the bike needs some work, like if there's a fire drill?
No, they don't need me. Okay. I do it all at home, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he doesn't pay for your travel or nothing? Does he buy you dinner?
No, I buy him dinner.
Gary, what are we doing here? We know you're loaded. Like, we all know kind of Gary and Donna are loaded. But, like, yeah, he's got to start paying for more shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, he does pay when it's buy one, get one free. So then I get the one that's free.
You know,
this is I'm getting into the bottom of this relationship here, but hey, he's still racing. He's got knees of an 80-year-old man, but he's out there grinding away.
Yeah, but he's only 36. I mean, he's easily got another 2 or 3 years.
So you're good with this?
Yeah, it's like, fine. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I guess it keeps him from making more kids.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. We got three and who knows, maybe another one on the way. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's always good to see you, Gary.
Yep.
Let's keep it going and see how long Chiz can keep this up for, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's what I figure. You know, long as he's still making mains, we're all good for it.
Yep. All right.
Okay, I'm going to say
you. All right, Freddie Norin, first of all, good job checking on Justin Hill in Daytona. That's awesome, but I had you in fantasy, so, I mean, I was kind of conflicted on that, but I guess the good outweighs the bad.
I'm sorry, Steve, that I didn't get your fantasy points that maybe you needed. I'm not sure how you're doing in fantasy, but
not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say, maybe if you told me beforehand that you had picked me for fantasy, maybe I would have just like
kept going.
Yeah, like you know, I'm not going to check on this guy I just landed on. You know, just laying on the ground. Oh. But no, it was obviously you never want to go through something like that. And,
yeah.
I had to make sure that he was, you know, at least alive type of thing, you know. So, yeah, I'm just glad he's okay. Obviously, he's missed these last 2 weekends, so I'm bummed on that. But I checked in with him before Birmingham, and he was getting better. So, at least that's a good thing.
LCQ today was hectic, man. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I will say that was probably my most nervous LCQ this whole year.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, got Breeze, man, right there. And
he's aggressive.
Oh my gosh, I was just like, and I was, yeah, I had a decent start, and then I fumbled the first lap, and I actually dropped back to fifth, and then, and then I got by Breeze, second to last lap, whatever, but we were all there, so it's like, you know, Devin was right in front of me, so I couldn't really be too aggressive with him or leaving the door open, so yeah, it was, I'm just glad I was in it, but I was so confused too. People probably saw it on the TV. Like, why am I throwing, or why is Freddie throwing his hands up? But when I went through the checkered, I looked up on the screen and said fifth place.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what the heck? I'm going straight to AMA. I'm sure I was fourth, but obviously I was fourth, but yeah.
As far as the tonight, man, those whoops were gnarly. They claimed you a few times.
Yeah, unfortunately. The track was certainly gnarly, and Moto 1 and Moto 2 was terrible, to put it that way. I fell twice in Moto 1, once in Moto 2. Now, we made some pretty big changes for Moto 3.
Okay.
Like, hey, like, we have nothing to lose.
Suspension or?
Yeah, chassis stuff. And it got way better.
Yeah.
So, didn't go down Moto 3. No. So, that's good.
So, do we give the credit to Derek for these changes?
Yeah, I would say Derek, you know, because to be transparent, after Moto 2, he came by and he pretty much like waited for me to give him feedback. And I'm like, it's all yours, Derek. I don't know what to tell you. It's just, I just suck right now. And I don't know. Maybe it's the bike. Maybe it's me. I don't know. You do your thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, he's standing up there in the manager tower. He can see me and see what the bike's doing. And I felt terrible. And I'm like, I couldn't give him great feedback out. And then, you know, I don't feel very good right now on the bike. So, yeah, I mean, sure, I was probably to blame to some degree, but then, yeah, obviously making improvements on the bike helped too, but yeah.
All right, last question. Do you change gear in between each aim?
No. Same gear the whole three races. If it was would be muddy, like today, like it wasn't really that muddy, I would for sure change, but no. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
All right, Cody Shock, how bad was it out there, man? Like, we saw tons of mistakes from a lot of great riders. How bad was it?
It wasn't the softest Indy that we've had. I feel like last year was a little softer, but this year it was very deceiving because like you would go from a hard pack base to like foot peg deep and then get shallow again. So the consistency was hard, and it was like no matter how much track work they did in the areas that were already soft, it just never hardened up.
It's weird because sometimes you think, like, after turning the dirt over and they were adding new dirt to it, it would get better, but it just never did.
Yeah, no, it definitely did not. It was almost like the moisture just kept coming up, and it was weird.
We all know your story. We heard it a lot today. They were really hanging on that thing on Supercross Live. But good job, man. I imagine you got a couple of shots from the Alpine Star crew during the day. Nothing? And then, so how was it?
Honestly, I was stoked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty gnarly with what I did, but I felt like I was fully capable of doing it, and I didn't want anything in my system today.
Okay.
So I knew coming out of anesthesia, like if you know that feeling, you just feel out of it, and I feel like I've been out of it, and I just want to feel normal coming into Saturday.
Yep.
So I'd rather deal with a little bit of pain than feel all loopy.
But they can localize that stuff, can't they? Or does it still affect you a little bit?
I feel like it still affects you in any sort of way. So, and I don't like to be on that stuff anyhow. Like, I'd rather be on, like, some ibuprofen or Tylenol on call today.
Yeah. When you went down there in the third one, it looked like that one took a little bit of wind out of you?
Oh, yeah, I was already tired. I was like, where's white flag at?
Yeah.
I was tired, but, yeah, just salvaged with what I could. Because I haven't trained in 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, I've just been favoring this thing. And having three 10-minute mains, it's harder than just a normal day.
Yeah. Imagine coming out of the surgery if they had told you, hey, you got six, right? Fifth overall. They told you, hey, you got fifth. You would have taken that all day long.
Oh, yeah. To me, that was a win.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, last question for you. In the Triple Crowns, do you change gear between each main?
I changed only my jersey because we're trying to keep my wound dry. But usually, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Cool. Good job tonight, man. Thanks. Enjoy the rest.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's not an East-West next week, like Tom said.
Okay. Woo.
All right, Chase. Look, I think Lewis and I were happy. Lewis and I are happy for your riding than you are. That third main was impressive. You found some good lines. I thought maybe you hadn't clanked that one rhythm section. Maybe you get up to the 18. I don't know. Thought it was all right.
Yeah, I had actually – I would say the positive tonight was my line choice was really good.
Yep.
Normally, I kind of stick in the same line and kind of just – do the same thing over and over, and it doesn't really work out in this kind of condition. So tonight I had good line choice, was able to put in three solid races. Starts were horrible, but other than that, I mean, I think my riding was good.
We're still wheelie in the sand over the bump. You were getting over the double.
I was flowing. I had a little bit of flow at least.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. It still wasn't great. I still rate that about a B+.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not quite. Lewis and I are happier than
A-
you
minus
are.
Minus maybe.
Yeah,
okay. A minus maybe.
All right. It hasn't, you know, been great for you, but you're riding back now.
It's been pretty crappy.
Yeah.
But.
How did the fork thing go over with the orange guys?
I can't talk about this stuff.
Well, I mean, we all saw it.
You have to go ask them that question.
Roger talked to Weege about it. On the record. On the record. Yeah.
Yeah. I could either take it away.
I was surprised when Raj was talking to Weege about it, like, on the record.
Roger was a big push, which is, I respect that. Yeah. So.
And so you're happier.
Happier.
Yeah.
Yes.
And getting there a little bit? Yeah.
Getting there. I'm still lacking some good feeling on the bike, but I think it's going to be hard to find.
I have a little theory about you. I don't know if it's true, but so outside of Glendale and, like, Glendale is really the only... Was Dallas and Glendale normal Supercross? Because we've had weather or soft dirt or ruts every single weekend.
Glendale doesn't really count for me because I had a hurt hand.
Good point. So, yeah.
Dallas
so,
still hurt. I mean, Dallas is similar to this. Yeah. Not as soft, but...
So, you have not had a quote-unquote normal Supercross.
Anaheim 1.
Okay. And you did good.
Yeah, it was okay. I kind of scraped into third place in that race, but
well, I was kind of thinking like, I wonder if that had anything to do with setup, anything to do with you being a bit of a slump, the weirdo tracks so far.
Yeah, they've been really tough and rutted, but I think my riding as a rider this year, I'm riding better. Like on these conditions last year, I was horrible, and that's where I lost a lot of points. But my riding is getting better. I'm getting smarter. But I need to go faster. I need to have that spark and that feeling that I had last year. So we need to put if we can put both those two things together, my more mature and riding as good as I have been, and we put the speed with it, it's going to be a problem. But we haven't found both of them together.
All right. Two more questions. Super proud of your dad. He was also wearing shorts today. Glad to see
it. Like, suck it out with you. Suck it out with you. I was expecting it.
Yeah. And last thing, did you change your gear in between any of the three mains?
I have been wearing my gear since 6 o'clock tonight. I don't know what time it is, but I haven't taken anything off.
No jersey change between
mains? No jersey change. I said, you know what? I haven't gotten a good start yet, so we're not changing my jersey until I get a good start. And we didn't get a good start. So
thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, Devin Simonson, second main of the year, right? Yep, second main of the year. How about that LCQ, man? There was a lot going on behind you. I don't know if you noticed, but like three dudes caught you, and if you had made any mistake, it was going to be rough. That LCQ was crazy.
Yeah. I honestly went with the gamble. I think I went for the very first gate on the inside, and I was next to Starling, and he got a really good start. Came out second, and I was third, and like we were kind of yo-yoing. I feel like I was catching him in some sections, and he was catching me, or pulling me, and then I seen Brees behind me. He had yellow gear on. I was like, oh, there's a bumblebee, you know? I was like, he's right behind me. And
he's aggressive.
Yeah, but he's also – we ride together during the week. We're pretty good friends, so I was like, you know, maybe – if he'll run it in on me, but he's not going to blow me off the track, you know. And I get it. We're going for a transfer spot. So, I seen him behind me, and I was like, all right, just keep pushing. And then I seen Fred behind me at one point. I was like, same thing with Fred. Ride with him during the week. I was like, I know if he has to, he'll get around me. But for the most part, I'll stay clean. And, Yeah, it's close. It's close. Right. I was very nervous. Very nervous the last few laps, to be honest.
I was just talking to McAdoo, and one of the things we talked about before the night show was, like, he was like, man, it's sketchy. I'm going to do my speed and try not to fall. Yeah. Or not fall. Do my speed, not fall. Yeah. And wherever I end up, I end up. Yeah. Like, it, you know, whatever. I just want to get out of here. Is that kind of your attitude?
Yeah. I mean, especially I crashed in the first qualifier off the finish line on the landing, cross-rutted and slammed pretty hard, got my hand a little bit. And after that, I was like, just ride it home. And then I got the good start in the LCQ. I was like, I have to send it at least, you know. I think I went on off every lap of the LCQ, didn't do it one time in the main events.
Oh, you really?
No.
Yeah.
No, I just went. Me and Starling were talking about it. We're like, we're here, dude. We're just going to go on, roll off, table the single, and ride it out. Wherever we finish, we finish.
So, the Dirtworks guys didn't put that knuckle in.
Oh, no, man. I wish they would have. I wish they would have.
A lot of talk in a group text about the knuckle.
Yeah. It could have been an inch. Just a little knuckle. I was like, I'll build it with a shovel, man. Come on. Let's get that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those, man. I mean, I'm a press box, but I can see how bad it is. I can't imagine down on the floor.
Yeah, and it wasn't like whereas Arlington was pretty rutted, but I felt like they didn't grab you. These ruts would grab you and shoot you to the left, right, you know. Yeah. And it's hard to like predict what your bike's going to do. At least for me, I'm not sure if I'm going straight, left, right, up and down, you know. So that was like the sketchy part for me.
So how's 450 life for you?
It's good. I feel like I have good speed. Just the starts don't match that, you know. If you're starting in 15th in LCQ and with the class we have now, you're not making things happen, you know. So it does sting a little bit to see some of the 250 guys. Like, they're doing good, you know. Good for them. I give it to them. But there's a few guys that are up there. I'm like, dang, man, I wish I was on the 250 sometimes. But it's good. It's all about the experience, so.
Maybe get back in the pulp LCQ thing. I don't know where you're on the points, but you got to be up there.
Yeah, I was eighth coming into this race, so I'm locked in. Yeah,
we'll see.
Well, you start
ripping off mains.
Yeah, we might have to shave the head. Yeah. Well, then there's some talk. Maybe I've been talking to the team manager Bobby. We might 250 West it next weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Just maybe. I don't know yet. I haven't rode 250 since Europe, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Right, last question for you. But do you change gear in between the three mains?
No.
Jersey everything.
No. Okay. Yeah. Don't change at all.
Do you have gear to change into?
Yeah. Brad from FXR, three sets every weekend. I wore the same set from press for practice and LCQ. Okay. Put on a fresh set for the mains. And I think after the first main, I bent my pipe, bent the subframe and handlebars.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a scravenge, you know. And no changing gear.
Good job out there, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.